Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, family. Welcome to Vision for Change with John Stevenson. It is a blessing to be coming into your homes, into your iPads, and wherever we are. The caller number for today is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. And we are excited today because we have a guest in studio today. We have Miss Kelly Cody. Say hello, Kelly. Yeah, we got on Periscope, and we're doing our Periscope thing as we normally do. I'm going to set my phone over here. All right. And so, listen, if you want to call in today, have a question, or just need prayer, 240-638-5430 is the call-in number. And as we always do, we want to offer you salvation. If you're not born again, listen, make Jesus the Lord of your life. It's a simple process. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God sent him here to die for your sins, you can be born again. So listen, you don't have to live the life that you've been living. Let him take your life and do something with it, okay? You can rededicate your life back to Christ. He's faithful and just to forgive you for all unrighteousness. So it's not difficult. Just let God do something with your life. Amen. So now, follow us on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter, Vision for Change, John Stevenson 1 on Twitter, all over the place. Follow us and go to our website, jsmonline.org. We would love to get some feedback from you. So email me at info@jsmonline.org. Want to know, get some ideas for some future shows, any way we can help minister and love on you, just to give you some information to be a blessing to you. As always, and every week, I introduce one of the extraordinary women that I know. She's a radio host herself for the radio show called Generation Now every first Saturday here on WYCB locally in the Washington, D.C. area. Miss Janice Sturdivant, how are you, beautiful?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Outstanding.
You give such a warming, welcoming. Jeez, I'm like, is he talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you. You know, I'm talking about you. You do a great job. And you know what? I'm going to give you just a little shout out. Talk about your show just a little bit real quick, because people need to know who you are, you know?
Oh, man, my show, Generation Now, now stands for News Our Way. It's a broadcast for the youth, that's from the youth, and it gives a platform for young people to kind of talk about and express about things that's going on in the news today from their perspective. Anything that's trending, whether it's we don't just talk about the music and the fashion, we talk about issues, whether it's suicidal rates or peer pressure or bullying. The last show I just did was on peer pressure and how do we handle peer pressure. So it's a show that deals with stuff that young people deal with on a regular basis, and we get a chance to talk and express, and I'll have guests that come that's in that field to kind of give, whether it's statistics or just ratings as it relates to whatever that topic is. So it's a good platform for them. It's needed.
I want to show some love because you do a wonderful job.
Thank
and
you,
that's my Generation Now commercial. Amen.
I appreciate you.
Well, you know, I appreciate you too, dear. Well, today we're going to be talking about love and God's love, and Kelly is here. She's an author of a book, and I'm gonna let her talk more about who she is, but I like to set the atmosphere either with a worship song or a praise song. So today we've got Mr. Anthony Brown in group therapy testimony.
This song's dedicated
to everyone.
Everyone who made it.
Yeah.
Through any test or trial.
Hopeless situation.
Now you have a story.
The angels can't sing.
Angels can't sing in glory.
You're redeemed.
Enemy.
Yeah, here we go.
Whether it's in the courtroom, fighting in the boardroom, trying to feed your family, kicked out underneath you,
God's able.
God is more than able. You can turn the table.
So turn and tell.
Turn and tell your neighbor. Now it's time for you.
Yeah.
Get up,
cry, they called your family. They cried out. Because you knew. And let's fast forward.
That was Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with Testimony. Well, for the last month, we've been talking about God's love, and I've come from different perspectives of what his love is, and he really does love us, and some of the music you've heard me play here just puts us in a place where we can know that God does really love us, and no matter where you've been in your life, what you've got going on in your life, what has happened to you, God loves you, and it's just, you can't comprehend it. Because sometimes we measure love based on what other people have done, what we have done. But it's, God's love is nothing like that. And so my guest today is a woman that has experienced God's love. And when I talk to her on the phone, you can just, you know, and even meeting her here, you can just see the love of God all over her. And Amen. She's got a great testimony. And that's why the song was so fitting for her. She's the author of the book, Who Am I? Discovering the Value and Worth of Women. And so even though we're going to discuss women today, everybody can benefit. So I want to introduce to you, family, this is author Kelly Cody. How are you, Kelly?
I am well. Good morning, everyone, again. It's nice to be here today to be able to share and talk and just have an open discussion about God's love. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, Kelly, you know, I can read that long bio, but as we said, we're not going to do that.
No.
So here's what the best way to give a bio is: you just tell us a little bit about yourself. Just tell us about Kelly, a little bit about you and how you got to where you are, and we'll talk about the book and some other things.
Fantastic. So I like to start, depending on the environment that I'm speaking in, I kind of let the Holy Spirit guide me. But what I'm being guided to share is that maybe just a little bit of the past. And then fast forward to the future.
That's fine.
So thinking about how far, understanding God's love for me, it took a little while for me to really truly understand who God was. At one point, I thought he was just this person, not even a person, but just this image of someone who was just chastising me. And that's all based on teachings that I had in my life through the different churches that I attended. We talk about God's punishment, but we don't talk about God, the love of God, and what he really wants for us. Coming from being a child, homeless, suffering child homelessness, my parents and I and my siblings lived in a car for probably from the age of 6 to about 11 years old. You know, I talk about that in the book, washing up in a pan of water with a washcloth and going to school. My parents did the best they could. I'll never knock them. My dad is deceased, but I'll never, say that he didn't do good as a parent, because he did the best he could with what he knew and what he had and what resources he had at that time. And the same for my mom. My mom was being abused by my father. So, again, her parenting skills kind of fell aside because my dad took on this major role. Outside of understanding that love. And that's where my foundation of love came from. So later in life, when I was in relationships, I thought that this was the definition of love, that, your husband hits you, and if he didn't hit you, then that meant he didn't love you. And so outside of that, later on, like I said, my relationships really hindered on that understanding. But to talk about the love of God is so amazing, because he is the ultimate father. And whenever he shows us as a father how you are to love, all the things that he's brought me through. When I was a teenager, I got involved with a man who was older than me, and I was sex trafficked. At the time, there was no term for it. And I really lived in a place of shame. I didn't share that with too many people. And then as a young adult, I ended up in, several bad relationships. And then one was an 11-year abusive relationship where there was physical violence. And again, I had that mentality, if this is love, and then you end up trying to dedicate your whole life to somebody, but not realizing that that's really not love, and putting God first and understanding how important and critical the relationship with him is. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about my background. And, like I said, living in a place of shame, coming out of an abusive relationship, I really was really torn. I was really a broken person. At one point, I even contemplated ending my life. And I just cried out to God, because I didn't understand who I was. And I just kept asking God, who am I? Mm-hmm. And then I searched on the internet to try to find out is there any biblical context that says who I am as a woman? I just can't find it. Mm-hmm. And, the churches that I attended, it's more about where men are exemplified, and that's not a wrong thing. Right. It's just there has to be a healthy balance to talk about women as well and how important we are, because the church is half women and maybe a little bit more than half, and half men. So let's talk about that topic, and let's really focus on women. And we use the word empowerment, but we can use the word encouragement.
Right.
Because society does enough to break us down as women. Mm-hmm. And the church should be the one to help kind of fill us and build us back up.
Exactly.
So just talking a little bit about that, God has just brought me really a long way. The book was published last April, and it's really about the journey of how God took me from not understanding who I am to understanding who I am in him. Mm-hmm. And so that I'm really excited about.
Okay. Well, Kelly, you said something about not having a dad. I grew up in a household where my father wasn't present either.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a little while. Had some insecurities, some things that showed up, and then you wonder, what would it have been like to have a dad? And you saw folks who did have a dad, and you got envious, and mm-hmm. you wonder, okay, my life is not this way because dad is not there. And so could my life be better,
mm-hmm.
If I had this father figure in my life? And it's interesting. For me personally, I had gotten a speaking engagement to go to a church, and they wanted me to talk about fatherlessness, which was a tough subject, but mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit had me go talk about it. And he showed me that, I've always been a father to you, just manifested through your aunties, through your uncles, through your mama. And my mama she knew how to snatch me up when I needed to get mm-hmm. snatched up.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes we think that we don't have that. God is always there.
Amen.
We don't realize that. But
yep.
I wholeheartedly agree with you with the church. We need to exemplify some of the things that the women are doing in the church. There are so many powerful, powerful women. And your book, you have a book mm-hmm. that can encourage some of the women out there to let them know, hey, you are somebody and mm-hmm. you are important. So let's talk a little bit about the book and what God gave you in the revelation of the women of the Bible and your life. Let's talk about it. It's called Who Am I? So let's talk a little bit about that.
So the book, the first five chapters, and I say five chapters, and when you say that the book has 10 chapters, people are like, oh no, how many pages is that? I think it's actually 99, actually it's, I think it's 100 pages in total, and like there's four that are blank pages. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a very small book. It's a short read. It's not meant for someone to have to spend all year trying to figure out who they are. Mm-hmm. It's short and sweet, and it talks about the women in the Bible for the first five chapters. It gives you information on just understanding what God has called us to be as women and how critical and important we are. Mm-hmm. In the kingdom of God, never diminishing, never decreasing, never minimizing the importance of a man, but just exemplifying and enhancing what God says about women, because Jesus never turned his back on women, and we see that when he went to the well to get through Samaria. He could have went around Samaria, but no, it was important for him to get through Samaria, go through Samaria, because he needed to really sit and talk with the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well, as some people know her. So just that relationship and how important the relationship is with him. You know, we talk about Mary and Martha, and in the book it says how Mary, you know, the story of Mary and Martha, because there's several Marys in the Bible. So Mary and Martha, and how Jesus was saying how important the relationship was with him, not about domestic servitude. It's not about going and cleaning and doing everything and saying, well, I'm waiting for the Lord to show up. Yeah, you can do that, but Jesus is saying, but the relationship with me should be primary. It should be first. And so that's the first kind of five chapters. The last five chapters really hinder on how I'm able to even tell this story. The trauma that I experienced, you know, my father sexually abused me as well. And I talk about that in this book, but a lot of things you won't see that I just kind of go on this rampage about all this pain that I went through. It's just giving you an overlook as to the trauma that I sustained as a young girl, you know, growing up, but how God can just do so much with that. Mm-hmm. Like, for me to be able to have the stage or the forefront to be able to say, even on your show, hey, God loves you. You're a woman. You're important. No matter what you've sustained in your past, God sees through that. He doesn't hold you in bondage over those things. He doesn't hold you in bondage at all. That's not God. That's maybe yourself and some things that have to be worked out in you. But He never, never, never holds anything against you. He loves you in spite of everything that you have been through or went through. And yeah, I'm an overcomer. This is the book. I love it. I've read it, like I've shared with you a few times. I've read it six times because I'm just like, did I write that? Really, Lord? Did you really say all those things? And you know, and one thing that I found so instrumental is in the back of the book, it talks about the I ams, like I am flawless, I am valuable, I'm made in his image, I'm precious, all of these I ams. And then like maybe 6 months after I published this book, Joel Osteen writes a book titled I Am. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, you are so awesome, and how I wouldn't have ever known that was coming, and yet it just is so you. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Well, you know, it still took faith to walk through some of the things you walked through.
Yes.
And now to even become an author, and some of the things that I have read through your website and things, just in our conversation, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. So you know you have to lean on God to do whole lot of this and to get published. And so we've got many listeners out there that need to tell their story. Mm-hmm. You know, and as you said, you're not glorifying what happened in the past. Mm-mm. You're glorifying God and how he brought you through. So just go a little bit how you got through this publishing piece so folks can be encouraged and say, hey, maybe I should write a book. I was just, my friend is in the studio, Mr. Sean Perry, and we had he had an interview earlier about a gentleman who has a company with ghostwriting. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, you need to write your story, document the story now, tell your story now. And I know you're not telling your whole story, but you're giving people some things to see, but you give them a glimpse of your story so they can know where they can go. Mm-hmm. So in getting published, just give them a little bit of how your faith was to jump out there to get published. You know?
So, you know, God had revealed to me to write down some things, and he just kept saying, keep writing, keep writing. No matter how many times I said, but Lord, how's this gonna look? And, you know, me, I'm not worthy to write a book. Who am I? And again, there goes that who am I statement. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just really had the faith to believe that if God is saying to do something, then do it. And just a reminder, like, you know, Peter in the boat, when Jesus said, Peter, come and walk on the water, come to me. You know, Peter had to take that step of faith. He had to take that step out of the boat and actually move into the presence of Jesus as Jesus called him. Yes, he did see opposition and he seen the waves. And when he seen them, he began to sink. That's what the word of God tells us. But we see where Jesus clearly had him even as he began to sink. So, you know, I had to, a lot of times in my life when I've been met with certain things, I remember that, you know, biblical story of Peter and what it took for him to actually walk out on faith, because he had to walk out first, even though Jesus said, hey, come, Peter, he still had to take that step. Mm-hmm. So, you know, God just, I didn't have much money, you know, when he said to write this book. I wasn't employed at the time. I was receiving unemployment. I had just moved here. I'm a single mom of five. I just believed what he was telling me. Mm-hmm. And I took that step and I said, okay, Lord, I'm gonna contact some publishing companies and see what you're you know, if this is really your will, then it's gonna happen. There goes that step, right?
Mm, right.
So I started getting emails from a particular publishing company, which I ended up working with, is Zulon Press. It's a Christian publishing company.
It's for
self-publishing, and they had this Black Friday deal that kept coming across on my screen, and they're like, on my email, and they're like, oh, you got one more day to catch this deal. And I'm like, what? And so I went ahead and I called them, and they were like, you can be on a payment plan. And I made sure the payment plan wasn't going to, because God will never have us take away from caring for our family. Mm-hmm. So I knew that the payment plan that I would be on would be very minimal. And I inquired about that, and they were willing to make those adjustments for me. And so I just began writing, and I knew that God was going to have a deadline. And I went ahead and I just followed through with that payment plan, wrote this book, and God just kept saying, keep writing. So I kept writing. I mean, there was, at one point I was on page 25, and 19 of those were pretty graphic details of the things that I had endured. And God said, that does not belong in this book. Mm-hmm. So I know that there's there for something. So they 19 pages were deleted and moved over to a different file. Mm-hmm. When I was on page 25, can you imagine how disheartening that is, right?
All this work, Lord.
Yeah. And so he just kept saying, keep writing. And I followed what his instruction was. And eventually I got to page 63, double spaced in a Word document. Mm-hmm. And I was excited and I submitted it. And I didn't even have to really get an editor. An editor actually wanted to change a few of my sentences and how it was structured, but I asked him not to, and I actually have a right to make that decision because I'm self-published. And so I said, don't do that, because you're taking away the meaning of what the Holy Spirit put in me to put on this, in this piece of paper. So we went ahead and we went with it. And, you know, eventually I did end up getting a job shortly after writing this book. And not that it was even published yet, but when I finished writing it and I had submitted it, I actually got a job right after it. And then, you know, my tax return, I went ahead and, you know, as most people do, we go on shopping sprees, right? Well, I paid off the publishing for the book. That was my, you know, that was my heart, and that's what I know the Lord had told me to do. So I went ahead and I did that. And, you know, there's just been great things that have happened in my life since then that, I mean, I could share. We'd be here all day. But God just keeps moving, and he's just continuing to pour down his love.
Okay, well, we got just a few more minutes left. And before we go to a commercial break, you have something called She. Mm-hmm. What does She stand for?
Strengthen, heal, and empower.
Okay, and what is that about? That's something you're doing now, currently involved in. Give us a little quick brief a synopsis of what that is.
So it's just an organization that was developed to strengthen, heal, and empower. Initially, it's meant for women. And again, that's because I know the path that I traveled as a woman and feeling unworthy and unloved. And so it's just to encourage them in the Word of God and let them know who they are and how valuable they are. And it's for women that have been, who have sustained abuse, whether that's intimate partner violence, which is domestic violence, sexual assault, or human trafficking. Mm-hmm. My church has allowed me to develop a ministry for the same population, and that has been a blessing in and of itself. And I mean, there's just great things coming from it, and I'm excited. I just sit back and say, okay, Lord, use me as you see fit.
Amen. Okay, Kelly, real quick, how can we get in touch with you? If people want to get more information about you, I know you're on Twitter, Facebook, your website. Go ahead and tell them how they can get in touch with you and get more information, how they can talk to you and maybe have you come and help them out.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I actually have a website called, and it's www.kellycody.life, LIF as in Frank E. And then on Facebook, it's facebook.com, Proverbs 31, and then the letter N and training, the whole words. And then on Twitter, it's Proverbs 31 and training, and they are shorted letters there. Yeah. It's PROV31NTRNG.
Okay. This is Kelly Cody. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So much for coming.
Thank you.
And there's so much more we have that we could talk about. I'm looking at my nose. We have so much more we could talk about. This time goes by so fast. So you can come back and talk to us.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, what a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for loving us. This is Kelly Cody. Please go check her out. Go by our website. Go by our Facebook pages and get the book. Who am I? I download it on my Kindle, so you can get it on Kindle, Amazon. Mm-hmm. There's many places you can go to her website and get the book. And please, please, please support her. She's doing some wonderful things. But also, if you are for the pastors out there to help you with what she's got going on, please invite her to come and help you out. All right, we got a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God has given each of us a special gift or vision, something unique, special, and powerful. And we want to help you gain some clarity of your gift or vision to change any area of your life so you can better serve your family, church, community, and the world. God has called John Stevenson Ministries and the Vision for Change broadcast to reach out to the world using every available voice, and that includes your own. When you become a part of the Love, Give, Serve, or LGS Nation with John Stevenson Ministries and Vision for Change, we team up together to help you gain some clarity in what God has called you to serve, whether that is to your family, church, job, or community. We cover all of our partners in prayer daily. We ask you to pray and follow your heart in what to give financially to assist us in our outreach efforts. Any financial gift you commit to sow into the ministry is tax deductible. John Stevenson Ministries Vision for Change broadcast fully believes that your tithes belong to your local church. Your donations to the ministry are received as offerings to support the vision and outreach of ministering the message of love and servanthood to the world. To become a partner or to acquire more information, log on to our website at www.jsmonline.org or call 877-268-8998 or send us an email to partnership@jsmonline.org. Please remember, as you love, give, and serve, all things are possible if you can just believe.
Praise the Lord. We are back. We are about to end. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being here with us again today. It was
Thank
a blessing.
You.
Listen, there's something she said I want you to just remember this week and meditate on. Listen, if God says do something, just do it. Just do it. You step out and walk by faith. As she mentioned today about walking on the water, nobody in their right mind would step out and walk on water. But if Jesus is calling you, you can step out there and you can walk on water, and now the water becomes solid. So don't worry about what you see. Don't go in your head and think, okay, I can't do this. anything is possible if you can just believe. So Kelly gave us a good word for this week. If God says do something, just step out on faith and just do it. I'm John Stevenson for Vision for Change. Thank you all for loving us with your time. We'll see you next week. Tune in. Tell your friends to tune in to Vision for Change, 11:30 on Monday. We love you.
Bye-bye. That's our message for today. We believe your life has been changed through the power of the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For more information, please stop by our website at jsmonline.org. And remember, all things are possible if you can just believe.